Governor Ron DeSantis signed a state of emergency declaration for Escambia and Santa Rosa counties on Monday.
We don't necessarily anticipate hurricane force winds in those areas at this time, but we think it's very likely that there will be tropical storm force winds. We do, though, see a potential for the storm to really slow down and stall out.
The two counties are under a hurricane warning. Should the storm track further east, the governor says they can always add more counties to the declaration.
Listen to your local officials. There may be some low-lying areas. If they issue evacuation orders, heed those calls. It's probably not going to be a major hurricane in terms of the winds. It looks like it's a Category 1 wind. You probably won't even see that if you're in Northwest Florida, but you do have the potential to see a huge amount of rain over the next day and a half.
At last check, Sally was about 110 miles south of Mobile, moving northwest at only 2 miles an hour. Maximum sustained winds are 85 miles an hour, making it a Category 1 storm. Forecasters expect it to maintain that wind level until it makes landfall late tonight or early Wednesday near the Alabama-Mississippi state line.
We've been monitoring Sally when she was a cluster of storms last Friday, and we put strategies in place in case we did have a shift in the storm. And unfortunately, yesterday we had to pull those trigger points that we had been planning for all weekend.
Eric Gilmore is Escambia County Emergency Manager.
We were able to successfully do the evacuation of Zone A for Escambia County to include Perdita Key and Pensacola Beach, and also set up our shelter, which is at Pensacola Bay Center. We have requested 6 additional high water vehicles from the state of Florida that will be sent in this morning, so we'll have high water vehicle capability. The Sheriff's Office says there are 2 high water vehicles, and we also have a swift water team that will be coming in.
For those not planning to evacuate, Gilmore repeats what could be called the hurricane prep mantra.
Know your plan, know your home, and know your zone. Make sure you're at your safe place. You still got just a small window to get out, go to a friend's house, evacuate, implement your plan that we've been preaching. Make sure you do those things.
For now, coastal storm surge is expected between 2 and 4 feet. 3 Mile, Theo Bars, and Lillian bridges are closed because of high winds, and there are reports that a construction barge broke loose and struck the 3 Mile. Gilmore also reminds everyone that tornadoes are possible.
So everybody needs to be vigilant. Watch the news, watch media outlets, go to Be Ready Escambia, sign up for our alerts so you know what's going on real time. We have pulled our fire departments off the 2 beaches for protective measures. So we do have our Pensacola Beach Fire Department and our Perdita Key Fire Department pulled back to the mainland.
We can all get through this, folks. You know, we all got PhDs in how to handle hurricanes and storms in Escambia County. And so let's continue with this education. Some basics of, you know, what we want you to do to keep your family and help us in keeping our community safe.
Escambia County Sheriff David Morgan is asking everyone, if you don't have to go out, then don't. If you must go out, it must be out of necessity.
If you need help checking on another family member, if they are elderly or homebound, you can call 436-9620. That's the Escambia County Dispatch. We will assist in that checking for those who are homebound, so you do not have to go out in this inclement weather.
Other closures include Pensacola International Airport, Gulf Island National Seashore, and J. Earl Bowden Parkway, a.k.a. County Road 399. The complete list of closures is at myescambia.com. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.